Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution, not part of the problem. I don't know any other way to put it, really, seriously. Later on, after the first break, we're going to have Dan Pell is going to join me. You'll check it out at taxhelponline.com, taxhelponline.com. You know, a lot of you just filed your taxes. A lot of things going on in the tax world with the IRS and what you have to watch out for. I mean, seriously, listen, you can't be spending all this money and not need a way to get it back. Right? You can't just print it. Got to be something backing it up. Well, you would think so anyway. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Apparently, if you're an American evangelical, you are part of a moral freak show. I'm not joking, I'm serious. Well, okay, that's what MSNBC says. An MSNBC panel concluded that evangelical movement has become a moral freak show because it rejects science, education, and taught that Donald Trump is the second coming of Jesus Christ. Funny about that, I've never heard that before. The second coming of Christ. Yeah, no, not quite. Not the way it's going to happen. Matter of fact, if he was the second coming of Christ, he would have won every challenge he had, now wouldn't he? But I like, this is the part I like, right? Because it has rejected science. Education. Really? We haven't rejected science and education. The left has rejected science and education. Now, it's funny how they cherry-pick what they believe is a rejection of education, right? So, we don't believe in climate change, but it isn't just evangelicals. We're rejecting science, right? We didn't reject education. You reject education because instead of teaching kids the truth, instead of teaching kids real history, instead of making sure they can read when they leave high school, you keep, like here in California, you keep lowering the tests. Matter of fact, you wipe them out altogether. So we don't even know if a kid can read when they leave high. They should be able to. But no, no, no. Can't test them. We don't want them to feel bad. God bless. And they blame us for that. That's the part I love. No, no, they don't believe in education. And when it comes to science, let's get back to that. Talk about a rejection of science. Look, at just today the CDC came out. After we've been told everything is cool and okay, and said that people under 30 are experiencing at a higher level their heart expanding or whatever. Right? After they get the second shot. No. Nothing to see here. Come on. You know what? If evangelicals are a moral freak show because they reject science, then what is the left? They reject truth. When you reject truth, what does that make you? You want to talk about science? You know, the topic that some of you hate when I talk about it? What about abortion? Where's the science at? As a matter of fact, I even said this the other night. It's not even a deny it's a baby anymore. Have you noticed that? They don't deny it's not a baby anymore. They don't say it's a blob of cells anymore. What they say is, as a woman, she has a right to choose whether to keep that human being or get rid of it. Once that DNA strand starts, that blob of cells can only become one thing, a human being. Anybody home? As my friend says, is this mic on? One thing. So the reality is, they only, what is truth, not real truth, perceived truth, what is perceived truth is what they believe is perceived truth. Otherwise, no way, no how, it doesn't count. It's really that simple. And I'm sorry, who are they calling the fascists? When you think about what fascism is all about, what it means, what it really is, think about how they act and what they're pushing down our throats. Who are the real fascists? Remember, these were the guys that were screaming, you had to have the filibuster. It was the only way the minority would ever get a vote. It was the only way it would be fair. It's the right thing to do. Now that they can't win with it, like, you know, the filibuster, all it does is slow us down. It doesn't allow the people's will to be done. Listen to these guys. There's something wrong with them. Big time. During a panel discussion on Monday, the American writer Peter Weiner, he accused evangelicals of adapting a far-right conspiracy belief because they're legalistic, anti-intellectual. Wow, that's really funny because there's many, 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 many scientists and professors that fall in the category of intellectuals. But you see, they're always, it's really funny how they go for the name-calling. Legalistic. Well, yeah, you know, 55 is 55. It's not 56. If you have to be at work at 8, it's not 8:02, not 8:05, not 8:07. It's 8. It's like I say in my book, absolutes, absolutely not. The left won't let you have an absolute. You know why? Because if there's an absolute, then there's a right and wrong, isn't there? Isn't there? There's an external fear among many people on the Christian right about progressivism and the left. They call the problem impacting American Christianity a fusion between fundamentalism and evangelicalism. Two very different, distinct things. You know what? They're so wrong about this. You know, this is, again, the godless, soulless left trying to tell people who believe in God what's right and what's wrong. This godless, soulless left are the ones that believe that a 22-year-old can have sex with a 12-year-old. Right, that a 4-year-old can decide what gender. Yeah, you heard me say it. What gender they are. All right, I gotta calm down a little bit. I'm Joe Messina, your host of The Real Side. Dan Pilla joins me from Tax Help Online, taxhelponline.com, right after this.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You are some messed up white people.
We are back. You're listening to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, actually part of the solution. And that's what you want to be. You really want to be part of the solution. But let me bring them on because, you know, if you listen to me on your taxes, you're going to be in a world of hurt. You know what I'm saying? And always love it when he's on with me. Dan Pella joins me, the tax man. You can find him at Tax Help Online. Tax Help Online. Dan Pella, thanks so much for being with me now.
Hey, mi piace, Giuseppe. Mi piace. It's my pleasure, sir.
There we go. Yeah, and he'll make sure that the taxes get taken care of. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
Hey, so you don't got to worry about nothing. I'll take care of everything over here.
Don't I got you covered. Don't worry about a thing.
You don't got to worry about nothing.
Remember that commercial? What could go wrong, right? What do you call it? Forget about it. What could go wrong? Everything in the car went haywire afterward. Jeez. You know, but in Italy, you don't have to worry about this stuff. You just pay the guy at the end of the street. You pay the guy down at the other end of the street, down the other block, and everything goes away for you. It's really simple.
That's exactly right. And all he wants to do is wet his beak, Joey. He doesn't want to take food off your table. He just wants to wet his beak. That's all.
What did you watch, did you watch the Godfather trilogy, like, in rapid fire this weekend?
Okay. So I have clients that come to me regularly, Joe, and they'll say, you know, why didn't I hear about you where were you 5 years ago? And of course, I've been right here for 40-plus years. But what I say to them, and I say this every single time, I say, if you come to me in friendship in the first place, just come around your daughter with this stuff in this very day. And if an honest man such as it does to make enemies, then they would become my enemies. And they would fear you.
Yes, why, you have been watching that trilogy every weekend. God bless. Oh, God. Now, all right. Let me get myself back in order here. You know, it's just really funny. But with you saying all of that, we're going to talk about the IRS. Gee, I wonder what brought that on. You want to talk about something that feels like a mafia organization that you can't get away from, the IRS would be it.
My dad made up these bumper stickers years ago that he passed out here and there. The bumper sticker said, "Stop organized crime, abolish the IRS."
And I'm sure that helped when he got into court. If I was the IRS attorney, I would have had that bumper sticker on the back of my briefcase and kept it open in front of the judge the whole time. Oh, my. All right, come on. Bring it back to reality here.
All right, stop messing around, Joe. It's important.
I know. Listen, I pay little bucks for this session, you know. I heard rumor. I got to just jump on this, and I don't have it up in front of me right now. But I heard a rumor that Uncle Joe, Joey B, is going to try to tax you retroactively. Is that true or just a rumor?
Well, no, that is you know, basically true. But of course, it depends what we're talking about. But the idea of retroactive tax increases is not new. Uncle Joe, some folks call him Sleepy Joe, did not think of this during the Clinton administration. There were tax laws that were passed that were made retroactive. So, for example, one of the Clinton administration tax law changes, and I can't give you the date and the year, Joe, but trust me on this. One of the Clinton administration tax law changes applied to estate tax rates, where they were jumped up from X percent to I think they went up to 55% during the Clinton administration, from X percent whatever X was. And the law was passed in the latter part of the year, September, October, and it was made effective retroactively to January 1st. And the cry was that, you know, anybody who died between January 1st and the date that this law was passed is basically blindsided by this law change, and they have no opportunity to plan for or react to the change in the law. And so it's a retroactive tax law increase. And it went all the way to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court ruled that it wasn't retroactive, that it wasn't prohibited by the Constitution because it was not a penalty, it's a tax. And so it was only penalties or criminal provisions in the Constitution that were forbidden with the retroactive tax increase. Of course, if you look at the provisions in the Constitution that talks about this, Article 1, which is the limitations on the legislature, doesn't say anything about civil cases or this retroactive restriction being applied to just simply criminal cases. It says no retroactive law should be passed, you know, by Congress, and retroactive means that it has a backwards effect. So it's passed on Friday, and it's made applicable to what happened the previous Monday. That is, by definition, a retroactive law. So there's no question in my simplistic mind, and I agree that apparently I'm a simpleton when it comes to this stuff, but there's no question in my mind that that's a retroactive tax increase. And what the Biden administration is talking about is doing the same thing with respect to the changes in the stepped-up basis. They're talking about changing the stepped-up basis rules for decedents and making those apply retroactively to X date, whatever X is. Of course, it can't be before the Biden administration, that's for sure. But you know, making it apply to X date And they've got the authority on their side, Joe, to say that it's not a retroactive tax increase. So, you know, who knows what will happen.
Bless America. It's just amazing what they're trying to, what they're willing to, you know, get away with. You know, we were playing around with the Italian language when you first came on, and I read an article over the weekend that in Italy you can live like a king for $2,000 a month. And I said, sure. Man, if you can hang out on Social Security long enough, move to Italy. You can.
Well, and particularly in southern Italy, Joe, it's absolutely true in southern Italy. You know, you talked about playing around with you know, my family's from southern Italy, a town, a little village in the hills west of Napoli called Pineto Lombarda. It's a beautiful place in the hills of the Apennine Mountains there. And I'm telling you what, man, $2,000 a month, $2,500 a month, the king doesn't even describe what the lifestyle could be with that kind of money.
Yeah, I love this, and I love the fact that people now are looking into, they're leaving California in big numbers, and you know that they're trying to tax, they're trying to come up with an exit tax in California. I don't know if you heard about that.
I haven't heard specifically about California, but I'll tell you what they're doing in Illinois, and some of the counties in Illinois, I think, have already adopted this. And it's a form of an exit tax. It's not an exit tax per se, but what the rule is you sell your house and you don't reinvest in another property in the state of Illinois, then the state tax is an additional X percent. And I don't know if I don't remember if I read 10 or 12 X percent on your income tax in the state of Illinois based on the sale of the property that you didn't reinvest. So it's an economic penalty for running from economic penalties. So.
Wow. It is amazing to me that these states that are just so tax hungry, you know, they're spending money like drunken sailors, and no offense to sailors, I'm sorry, and then we're getting tagged with everything. There's just nothing to stop these people. Right now, there's nothing to stop these people. All right, we'll hit more on the taxes inside the break. Joe Mussini, your host. Don't go far.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in a new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Amid a rise in gun violence across the country, President Biden announced a series of measures Wednesday that the administration will take aimed at curtailing the flow of firearms to criminals. Attorney General Merrick Garland says the ATF will revoke the license of gun dealers who don't follow federal laws.
We will hold gun dealers that break the rules accountable for their actions. Most federally licensed firearms dealers operate legally in selling guns to individuals who have passed background checks. But those dealers that willfully violate the law increase the risk that guns will fall into the wrong hands.
The president also announced steps to help municipalities hire more police officers by using COVID recovery funds and pushed Congress to pass more gun control measures. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate... No, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate. That's more like it.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me.
Oh, come on, just enjoy the music for a minute. Once said, come and see your host, Dino. I always said, you know, if he was still alive and I wasn't around, that's who my wife would go to. The Butterman. Joe Bettini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate your time with me. And listen, just about that time that you think you're clear, just about that time you got your taxes paid, you sit back in the chair, you're pretty happy, that letter comes in the mail. But you don't have to shudder. I'm serious. No joke. You don't have to shudder. Dan Pillar, the tax man. I'm telling you. I say the because there isn't any other. As far as I'm concerned, it's Dan Pillar. You can check him out at Tax Help Online, taxhelponline.com. When you get that letter, when you get a notice from the IRS, just sit down. Some of you have taken Lamaze classes, right? Just breathe deep for a second and go to taxhelponline.com. Give Dan a call. Buy a book first. I'm telling you, don't miss out. Buy the book first, and your first consultation is free. But I'll let him tell you because I'll screw it up, I'm sure. Dan, how do they get a few minutes with you?
Yeah, it's real simple, Joe. Just go to taxhelponline.com. Buy any one of my books. It doesn't make any difference which one you buy or what the price point is. The offer applies to any book that you buy off my website. The key is it's got to be off my website so that we know who you are. And then after you read the book, you call in, say, look, I'm a book buyer. I want to consult with Dan. You'll get a free 15-minute session with me right over the phone, me personally, Joe, not one of my staff, me personally. And we can go through the questions that you have about whatever it is that you want to talk about based on the book or based on your personal issue. So taxhelponline.com is the place to go. Buy any book, and the offer applies across the board.
You know, you hear these guys, I've been learning a lot about stuff lately when it comes to IRS terminologies, but you hear these guys online all the time, you know, I owe the IRS $1 million and Frankie Gumuzigama over here, he got me a settlement for $183.50. I mean, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, not possible to go at all. I just negotiated a deal on behalf of a client. It was about $65,000, and we settled for $225. No BS.
Wow.
And I've gotten more radical results than that. What you need to understand is that there's no magic price point or percentage point that the IRS will give in at, not 10% or 15% or 8% It's always based on the individual client's ability to pay. The IRS looks at two factors in answering that question. Number one is, what do you have for equity and assets? If you owe the IRS $30,000 and you've got $150,000 equity in your house and your IRA, well, they're not going to settle for less than $30,000, Joe, because they got the capacity to collect. So that's the question. Do they have the capacity to collect from you? The next element that they look at is your ability to make a payment over time. So again, if you're making $400,000 a year and you owe the IRS $50,000, they're going to look at your budget and say, you can pay us $1,000 a month and pay this off. And so we're not going to make a settlement. On the other hand, if you've got a family of four and you're making $7,000 a month and you're paying your current taxes and you got your house payment, you got your car payment, your health insurance and all of the food and clothing and all the rest of that stuff that goes along with a family of four, there's not going to be any room in a $7,000 budget to make a payment to the IRS. So if you got no assets and limited capacity to make a payment, you're going to make a deal, Joe.
You know, Dan, some of the people I talk to out there, they skip a payment, not a payment, but they skip a year in filing, or they skipped another year in filing, or, and so they're afraid to file from that point on. Or, you know, they're afraid that they're going to get nailed for all these penalties and interest. But the reality is, you know, not that they should go in alone, this is not what I mean, but you really need to suck it up, get with Dan Pilla, and you really need to go back and take care of those taxes, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. And let's talk about non-filing for a minute. And this is a very common problem. And listen, I've seen this for all 40 years of my career, right? And starting with my father, who got on what I call a tax debt treadmill and went year after year without filing tax returns. Just got exponentially worse as years went on. You got to stop the train of delinquencies. It's critical. You got to get off what I call the tax debt treadmill of the pattern of delinquencies. And using your current tax revenue to pay back tax liabilities, you can't do that. Listen, if you're current with your taxes, and what I mean by that is you've got all your delinquent returns filed and you're paying taxes for the current year. We're in 2021 right now.
Right.
Regardless of what you owe for back taxes, as long as you're paying your 2021 liabilities and you got your tax, your return delinquencies cleaned up, the IRS will play ball with you. All right? If you don't have your... If you're not current, you're not paying the current taxes, and you got these delinquent returns out there, I don't care if you offer them 99 cents on the dollar and you only owe them $100. They aren't going to take the deal, Joe. They want the money if you're not current. So the first most important step you can take to open the door to negotiate a settlement is get current. That means you've got to cure the filing delinquencies.
You know, again, people get afraid, and that's how they get deeper and deeper into this issue, into this problem. When you come up with a settlement, I mean, and let's say you're close to retirement age, and I don't know what that is, 65, 70, 70, whatever it is, and you owe them taxes, can they nail your Social Security?
Yeah, absolutely, they can. People need to know that. And I'll tell you what, that's a very common mistake. There's two common mistakes that financial planners make when they're talking with people with tax problems. And the client is talking to their financial professional about what the IRS can and can't do. Two common mistakes those folks make. Number one, they believe that your Social Security can't be touched by any creditor. Well, the Social Security can't be touched by just about any other creditor than the IRS. But the IRS can absolutely seize a Social Security paycheck. The policy, Joe, of the IRS is not to take more than 15% of Social Security, if that's the levy source, but the fact is the law allows them to take the entire thing every month. So
wow.
Your Social Security can be levied by the IRS, no doubt about it. That's number one. Number two is these financial planners will say that your 401k and IRA can't be touched by the IRS because they can't be touched by any creditor. Well, they can't be touched by any other creditor, but they absolutely can be seized by the IRS. So your 401k and IRA are at risk if you don't manage your collection problem properly. Those resources, those assets are absolutely at risk. So don't make the mistake of thinking the IRS can't touch them, because they can. Now again, let's talk about policy for a second. If the IRS's policy not to seize a retirement plan, except in the most egregious of situations, so if you're a garden variety tax debtor, and what I mean by that is you owe the IRS some money for 1 or 2 years, and you don't have a pattern of non-filing and a long train of non-compliance, you know,
7, 8, 9 years of noncompliance and you don't have a pattern of avoiding the IRS and running from collectors, if it's just a situation where you've got, you know, maybe you owe for 19 and 20 and COVID threw you a curveball and now you can't pay, the IRS is extremely unlikely, and I would say virtually not a risk, that they're going to seize your IRA or 401k. But they can do it. Don't make that mistake.
I'm getting questions in, you know, as you're talking about this. But the biggest point here that you keep making and that people need to understand is don't run from them. Don't avoid them. Yeah, ignore the letter.
Yeah, listen, this is vitally important, especially if you're dealing with what's called a revenue officer. A revenue officer is a live person that's assigned to collect a tax liability, and this is the person, Joe, that comes out and knocks on your door. Now, very rarely does the IRS physically knock on your door because so much of what they do is automated. And this is true with collection as well. Much of it is automated. But in certain circumstances, if the case has been lingering, if it's a high-dollar case, if the IRS is coming up on the collection statute limitations, if the IRS, if the collection automated collection function is turned up, you know, no response on your part whatsoever, they will assign the case to a human being who will go out and knock on the door. Now, this is the revenue officer. His job is to get the money, right? Break thumbs and get the money. That's their job. So this person, Joe, has, what, 200 files on his desk or her desk, and they're busy chasing the ones that are running. If you are the one that's doing their job for them, doing the proper responses, doing the proper reporting, submitting the information, making the settlement proposals, getting them on the table, guess what? They want to work with you to resolve the case because they are spending their time chasing the people that are running from them. It's vitally important to understand that dynamic. When you're working with them and not running from them, it's a completely different world with these folks.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. And you, too bad that some of us learn that later on in life, or some people learn that too late in life, especially when it comes to government agencies and that kind of thing. Listen, when we come back, I want to talk about the fact that the Biden administration is having them report on every transaction you make. And I'll tell you what, I know that because I was talking to a lady at the bank who told me what they were watching for. Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Time on GCN Live. Be back in a few minutes.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
We are back. Coming to your host, it's a pleasure to have you with me, 855-WILL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Let me just bring them on. I'm getting some questions through the emails. Dan Pilla, the tax man, as I call him. Check him out at taxhelponline.com. Taxhelponline.com. And again, always a pleasure to have you with me. First of all, I learned so much, but most of what I learned is what not to do. You know what I'm saying? So I love,
sure.
Love having you on the show. I do not want to be the IRS's best friend, you know?
You don't want to get Christmas cards from them.
No, I don't want to know anybody there by first name, you know? Just not a good place to be. So, all right. So let's have some fun with somebody. First of all, I do want to talk about they're checking every transaction you make. Now, I imagine it's not a $20 transaction or $50, but when you're talking about a couple of $100 here and there, and it's out of the norm for you, I do know that the ladies of the bank before this particular bank closed down and was bought by another, they were telling me that they were to be watching certain cash transactions. Anybody that was coming in with cash or pulling a lot of cash out, that didn't do it before, they were watching them as well. And those are the things that they were supposed to report. Anything that was out of the norm in cash transactions for clients.
There's two things going on there, Joe. First of all, there's the Internal Revenue Code. That's one thing.
And the Internal Revenue Code and the regulations require currency transaction reports by banks to the IRS when there is a currency transaction of more than $10,000. So if you go in the bank and you cash a check or take cash out of your own account for 10 grand, the bank is typically going to file that currency transaction report. But the other law is the Patriot Act. I know you've heard of the Patriot Act.
Yes.
And that's got nothing to do with the Internal Revenue Service per se. But the Patriot Act has these so-called know your customer rules that banks are supposed to comply with. And so if in the ordinary course of business, the banker knows that, you're a street vendor, for example, with a taco truck on the corner next to the river, and, you know, every Monday morning you bring in $7,000 in cash and deposit into your account, and they know that they know you, and they know that that money is coming from taco sales, then they generally don't do anything about that. But if you just show up out of the blue with $3,000 or $4,000 or $5,000 and they don't know who you are and it seems quote unquote suspicious, then they're supposed to report that more so to the Treasury than the IRS. And that is the quote unquote know your customer rules. So there's two different things going on here, that amount to your banker spying on what you do.
So is that 10 grand cumulative or all at one time?
No, it's the $10,000 is not cumulative. The $10,000 is in a single transaction. But here's what the problem is. If there are transactions under $10,000 that are part of a greater single transaction, then even though you might come in, and I've seen this a number of times with clients over the years, where they'll say, I know the magic number is 10 grand, so I'll just come in with $9,500 and I'll do that three times. Well, the $9,500 three times is more than $10,000, and it appears to be a transaction designed or what the IRS would call structured to avoid the reporting requirements. And so by quote-unquote structuring a transaction to avoid the reporting requirements, that in and of itself is a separate violation of law.
Yeah, she was telling me that, you know, again, to your point, if you come in with large sums of cash, even $3,000, and let's say you had a big yard sale. She said, when you come in with the money, don't just deposit it at the teller without telling the teller, yeah, we sold a bunch of furniture, we sold this, because that might deter them from writing up a report. But they actually, in these last few months, were being told to any kind of large cash transaction was to be no at least noted. I thought that was just
that's getting more and more common, and the reason for that, Joe, is the Treasury Department is more and more desperate for money. Look, if they spent $6 trillion last year that they didn't have, there's already on the table, already passed into law, another $2 trillion worth of spending. If this Families First Act passes, which is on the table right now, that's going to be another $4 or $5 trillion. Nobody really even knows what the amount is. I don't think anybody cares anymore. But the fact of the matter is that, you know, governments are getting absolutely desperate for money, and they're going to do whatever they have to do to squeeze everybody out there to shake every nickel out of their pockets. Well, that's what we're at right now.
Yeah, it's amazing to me. And I said that funny before you came on. I was talking about that and saying, look, they can't just keep giving these programs. Somebody has to pay for these. You know?
Well, why? Why do you say that? Nobody's had to pay up to this point. Why does somebody have to pay? I honestly, I'm only being partially facetious because I believe we've entered into a new realm of phantom economics. All right, what we would call voodoo economics for sure. Where now the thinking is, why do we have to pay for it? Not how are we going to have to pay for it? Why does it have to be paid for? Why can't we just keep printing more money and keep spending it into circulation in the form of these, you know, grants like the economic stimulus payments that were passed out last year, all of the free unemployment benefits that are going out, now that the child tax credit that's going to start being sent out to people in the form of checks starting in July, why do we have to pay it back? I think they've crossed into that realm of thinking now that it just doesn't matter, it's irrelevant. We just keep spending the money. What difference does it make?
Yeah, no. Look, it's an argument I've had with one guy in particular that I've had on the show in the past, and he always said to me, you know, the economy's going to collapse. It's going to fall in on itself. We can't keep doing what we're doing. I said, why? They haven't stopped yet. I mean, it hasn't stopped them from doing it yet. How is it exactly
we're talking about
collapse?
It hasn't, but here's the answer why, Joe. When a loaf of bread costs $17, that's the why, right? That's the why we can't keep doing this. You've seen lumber prices go, I don't know if you've seen it or not, but lumber prices have increased 400% in the last 12 months. Gasoline's up $1.50 a gallon, in some places $2 a gallon. Food is going up everywhere. I don't know what the ratio of the food increases are, but I know this. Inflation doubled from February to March. It doubled again from March to April. And it's going up again in May. And so that's not an anomaly, Joe. That's a trend. And so when that goes on and on and on, and as I said, a loaf of bread costs $17, that's the reason you can't keep doing this.
Listen, Dan, I just paid $4.98 for a gallon of gas here in California. All right.
Yeah, how much was it 2 years ago, Joe?
And,
$2.50?
We were down in the threes, the low threes.
Okay,
California's always, you know. And in July, it's going up again, July 1st.
Yeah.
And I tell people, you know, this is what happens when you have Democrats running in the state. They have a two-thirds-plus majority up there, so they only need two-thirds to pass any kind of tax. So what they did, they got sneaky last year in case they didn't maintain, and they passed a gas tax that has an auto increase in it every year July 1st. All right?
It's just unbelievable.
Got to give them credit, though. You know, the Republicans sit there with their thumbs in their ears, and it's like, hello, guys, you better catch up here. One fellow just said to me, and it's funny, we were talking about it during the break, but I get cash. I do a lot of small jobs. I get a lot of cash. I don't just run to the bank with it, so I end up accumulating it. if I go to the bank, how do I verify that this is, like, not from drugs?
Well, you know, that's a good question, and I think what you're going to have to do is if the bank inquires, you're going to have to tell them. But here's the thing. There's nothing illegal about dealing. People need to understand there's nothing illegal about dealing in cash. You simply have to report the cash as income on your tax return. If you deposit the cash to the bank account, then there's no question, Joe, that the income is getting reported if you use your bank statements as your primary means of tracking your income as a small business person. If you can swear under penalty of perjury that all the cash you receive goes into your bank account, then the IRS cannot accuse you of sheltering your cash. So that's the key to the equation. It's not illegal to have cash. It's illegal to not report the cash income on your tax return.
There's the key right there. I keep telling, I don't tell people exactly that, but I say, look, I stay away from the cash because if you forget anything, they're looking to nail you for something, you know, it could be an issue, it could be a problem. Because that guy that finally gets nailed 3 years down the road, you know, with all the cash that he had, he's going to say, well, I paid Joe $8,000 in cash for this equipment, and no, I didn't give him a receipt, but, here, you know, that kind of thing. And right. You don't need the aggravation, right?
Well, that's true. There's no doubt about that. It can be a hassle, no question about it.
And people feel so much safer with cash. I'm going, really? What do you think cash is going to be worth soon in the direction that we're going and what we're doing?
Yeah.
They're trying to get us more and more out of that area so they can truly track you with your debit cards, your credit cards, and you know, online transactions, if you would. It just makes it easier for them, I would imagine.
Oh, yeah, no question about it. We're already at the point in society, Joe, where north of 95% of every transaction is with a check or a credit or debit card. So it's, you know, now we're into PayPal and the rest of these electronic means of payment. So, you know, just about everything is already easy to track.
Well, Dan, listen, taxhelponline.com, taxhelponline, guys, check it out, check our story. Sign up for his newsletter, and on top of all of that, get one of the books. None of us, I'm telling you, these people are going to be looking for money. And they won't look under or not go near any rock. They're going to look everywhere for every nickel they can get their hands on. Dan, thanks for being with me. Always appreciate your time. People, you got me for the whole hour. Next hour, deal with it. We'll be back in a minute.